Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Anne Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 12, 1840, the Barbadian newspaper published a letter to the editor, signed by a member of the congregation of the St. Paul's Chapel, in which the author expressed concern about disruptions to the proceedings at St. Paul's Chapel on Sunday afternoons. The author, in addressing the editor of the newspaper, admitted that they were not familiar with the laws of the country, and queried whether there were any laws to punish persons who broke the Sabbath, and if there were no such laws, why none existed. The author, in their letter, invited the editor to visit St. Paul's Chapel on a Sunday afternoon to observe what they referred to as the desecration of the Lord's Day by either the nobility, the gentry, or the commonalty. Of the three, the writer expressed the belief that it was members of the nobility who were the culprits, judging from what the author refers to as the glitter of their equipage. According to the writer, a number of these grand carriages and galloping horses could be heard passing the chapel's gates each Sunday evening, resulting in disruptions to the proceedings. The author, in his letter, considered such disturbances as a clear lack of respect for the authority of God, noting that if said offenders had no consideration for God, they could, at least, show some respect for their fellow creations. The author did not shy away from what they deemed to be a serious matter that could lead to death, noting that they had at some time witnessed the terrified faces of mothers at the possibility of their children being crushed by a carriage or trampled by a horse. The author expressed suspicion at the timing of the passing of the carriages and horses, querying why the drivers and riders would choose the time at which members of the congregation were traversing through the gate to ride by the chapel. The author's position on the matter is further solidified when stating that the congregation was not interested in viewing the splendid garments, pretty bonnets, or the fancy riding dresses of the guilty parties, as the members of the congregation, after hearing and reading from the word, had more serious issues to consider when leaving the house of God. In concluding the letter, the author yet again extended an invitation to visit the chapel to allow the editor to have a first-hand account of the claims outlined in the letter. The writer suggested that by visiting the chapel on a Sunday afternoon, the editor would be conducting a vital service and would thus receive the gratitude of the entire congregation.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.